8:20, and we are delighted to welcome in our friend Len Giddix, host of WTIC Garden Talk, which tomorrow at 12 noon or 12:05, whatever the news gets done, makes a triumphant return after 10 weeks. Len, congratulations. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. National Compost Day, huh?
Yeah. Huge. You want to get into that a little bit?
No, yeah, no. Go ahead.
Well, I just it's very complicated making compost. No, it's not. But compost is the gardener's best friend.
It is.
It is. It's black. We call it black gold because of all the nutrients in there. And it's so easy to make a compost pile with all of the, you know, the grass clippings that you have and all the garden waste. Yeah, put it, as long as it's not, even kitchen waste like melons and melon rinds and orange.
Sounds good.
Don't put any meat products in there or dairy products.
Oh, really? Why? Just because they'd rot or what?
It attracts rodents.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that.
That makes sense. So this
we don't want rodents. No, we got enough like Christmas with the chipmunks.
This must be like Christmas Eve for you, going back on the air tomorrow.
It is.
You know, I wanted to put up the Christmas tree and put presents underneath it, but my wife said no.
Well, probably, we'll let you on the air.
Probably a good idea.
One quick thing about compost. My dad was a big gardener, and he used to, he had a nice pile, but you have to turn it once in a while to make sure it, you know, decomposes. And so there's this condition called farmer's lung. It's a bacterial thing, and he apparently contracted that. So just so you'll know, be careful. Wear a mask. But then again, we're doing that anyway.
Well, you don't, you know, there are two ways. A small compost pile, not more than 4 feet by 4 feet, what it does when it heats up, it brings in air to the top like a chimney.
Yeah.
And if you have a small compost pile, you don't have to worry about that. But
it does get warm.
Yeah, it does get. You can actually stick your hand in there and roast the. Steam.
God.
190 degrees in some cases. You know, for the first half of my professional career, I was a mushroom grower. Someone thought I made great compost, so for 8 years, I made compost.
Really?
How many people can say they were a professional compost? Huh?
Not many.
No.
So people are now fully into the season of creating their garden and creating their landscaping. And what's your best piece of advice to people who might go out in the outside and look at it and say, yeah, maybe it's not what I really wanted?
Right.
Well, that's going to happen, especially if it's a new garden. Gardens, your vision, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your vision.
No.
But will slowly come in, and you can add to it every year. I don't recommend that you plant shrubs after mid-June. Hold off until the fall. The availability is going to be great. It comes September, and actually the fall is the best time to plant shrubs, trees, whatever. So enjoy what you've planted, let it grow, and, you'll have suggestions, you can improve on it over the years. Gardeners that have gardened for a long time, I visited a friend of mine, Paul and Margaret, the other day, and they have a small plot of land, very small. But they've turned their yard into a sanctuary, an actual sanctuary. It was so nice going through there. Every time you went around a corner, there was a surprise and a delight. And that's the aim, I think, for everyone who does plant a landscape, to turn their backyards into a sanctuary that they can enjoy and be proud of.
You know, we have a couple people here in the neighborhood. And when I go for a walk, some of them are just, and it's been a trend for a while. They just kind of like, for example, the front yard go. They don't really mow it. And it's amazing how many things pop up.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, a good landscape adds a lot of value to your home. Let's say you were going to sell your home, right? What's the first thing that a new, a potential buyer sees?
Drive up
your
appeal.
Front yard. Yeah. And that makes a great impression, first impressions, right?
Yeah, but
I thought we were going to say the first thing Ray was going to do is contact Sandy Terenzi.
Well, that's okay. That, so. She would advise me to get landscaping. Yeah. That's how she'd do it.
I'm sure she would. Yeah.
Len Giddings through this.
$5,000 to $10,000 to the value of your home. Of
really?
God.
Oh, yeah.
That's of course, remember, you got to maintain it. That's the hard part.
Well, maintenance is very important. Otherwise, it gets away from you.
Yeah.
You start talking. You
happened
know?
With me.
Now, do you advise people to plant throughout the summer, or should they take a break because of the weather?
No. Take a break because the plants normally don't do well. They don't grow well in the summer. It's dry. It's hot. Just hold off and then plant in the fall. Besides, it's too hot, you know?
Yeah.
Summer is in the garden is a morning or evening chore. Coffee in the morning, glass of wine at night.
That's what you do. That's how you work it. You know, and the other thing, Len, that we should point out, let's talk about those people who've decided, you know, I'm stuck here at home. Let's go, you know, fresh vegetables and stuff like that. If you were starting a garden, what are the easiest things to grow?
Well, if you start with transplants, small plants, I would go with tomatoes if you like them, peppers if you like them, cucumbers, you know, just the main salad additions. Beans are very easy from seed. Don't be afraid to plant seed now because that it takes a little bit more time, but very easy to grow. Lettuce, any of your salad greens, really. And then start small, space them. The biggest mistake is that new gardeners tend to cram things into a very small spot. A tomato plant, a mature tomato plant, needs at least 2 feet from the next tomato plant. It will shade itself out and not produce as well. One tomato plant, perfect. One pepper plant, perfect. If you have the space, plant more.
Is there anything you would advise somebody who's turned to gardening for the first time not to plant in year one just because of its difficulty or just because it could be frustrating?
I'm still going through that. I cannot grow onions. I cannot grow Brussels sprouts to save my life.
Yes. Really?
Lisa does a great job and I envy her. You know, call Garden Talk tomorrow. We'll talk more about it, but there are some very difficult crops depending on your soil and your conditions. And that's what it amounts to. I mean, we can grow many, many vegetables that you find in the produce section. However, your soil may not be conducive to that.
Right. Well, you know what I had a bad time with was growing watermelons.
Watermelons are tough around here. Yeah. I'm trying them again, Ray. I try a new variety every year, something new. A small icebox melon is what I have in mind this year. We'll see what goes there.
So what else is that in the first show coming back tomorrow? What else you got going on?
I have no idea.
Depends on you guys calling.
Just like your show.
I was just going to say, our format is planned at 5:32 every morning when the national anthem starts.
Thank you much.
But I have to tell you guys, you are a staple here at the Giddings residence.
Well, thank you.
Early in the morning, you do a great job, and you make it sound easy, except on Memorial Day. But
there's the shot. There's the shot.
No, you know what? He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Give you that.
But, hit the nail on the head there.
If you think it's easy to do what you guys do, get up at an ungodly hour in the morning and be entertaining until 10 o'clock.
Right now, I just have to walk down the hall.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And we look forward to hearing you. And we've enjoyed our little chats every week.
Thank you, buddy.
This has been great.
Tune in 12 to 2 tomorrow, and we can make it all happen.
Perfect. Show runs on your questions, so be ready to dial in.
Len, thanks. Pretty we appreciate much. It. Stay safe.
Thanks, buddy.
You too, guys. Thank you. Right.
Len Giddings, Garden Talk,
he's
back
so
tomorrow
mellow.
Live.
He's
such a good
so
guy.
Mellow.
He's such a good guy. Noon to two, he belies his looks because he looks like a tough guy and he's a pussycat. So.
You know what? You're right.
He is.